So now we're going to talk to you about your why and why you got involved in network marketing. And some of you got involved simply for the reason that I got involved with was because I needed to make some extra money. And there was another reason that I got involved too was because I liked the product that I was going to sell. So maybe you're using a product or service that you really, really like. That's how you got interested in this. And you thought, if I'm interested, I can show some other people that would be interested. So when you're talking about your why, we all know that we're in this business to make some money and perhaps to change our lifestyle in some way. That's usually the outcome of what really happens. And, you know, I was sitting down with Michael Klaus, a good friend of mine, a mentor of mine, and he said this one thing to me that struck me so much is because so many people come up to me after events and so many leaders and say, how do you do this and how do you do this? And Michael Klaus said this, 80% is why to and 20% is how to. And out of that 20% of the how, you've got 80% of activity and 20% of technique. So I'm not going to talk to you about the technique. I'm not going to talk to you about the activity right now. I'm going to talk to you about the 80% that you really need to understand, that you really need to be solid and grounded on as to why you're in this business and to what drives you in this business. Now, we all know network marketing. If you've been in just a day or two, or if you've been in a month or two or a year or two, you're going to either find out or you already know that this is a roller coaster business. And what I mean by that is an emotional business. We go up and we go down, and some people like the roller coaster. Some people fear that, but this is really an emotional business. So, you know, we have to understand that if this is such an emotional business, what is it that's going to drive you to do the activities to get those results? And, you know, when I first heard about what is your why, I simply just wrote down, I want to make money and I want to be a millionaire. That's what I wrote down. That's what I figure was my why. However, when I went through some of those roller coaster times, when I went through some of those down times, I realized that I needed to figure out why I wanted to, you know, after my part-time job, why I wanted to come and do another job when I was already tired of doing something. I needed to know why I needed to work an extra couple hours a day. I needed to know why I got up early in the morning. I needed to know why I had to fly across the country to go and see some other people talk about, you know, about the business and how well they did. I needed to understand those reasons why I needed to do that. And really what happened was I was in the business for probably about, I would say, 2 years before I could actually figure out the reasons why I was so dedicated to this business. And a few things happened in my life to determine this, and it's probably going to happen for you. But there was a lady who was talking on stage, and her name is Kathy Aaron, and she just, you know, she went up there and told her why. She didn't say, you know, this is how you do your why, this is what you do. She basically told her reasons why she was involved in this business. And it touched me in so many different ways that I could understand why she could go through those up and downs and why she could go through that roller coaster and still be here today, years and years later, but standing up on stage, making a lot of money and being happy for going through all of that. So what I'm going to do, first of all, is maybe give you a few questions that you can ask yourself, you can ponder upon that may help you develop your own reasons why you're in this business. And here are some real key questions that you can ask yourself. First of all, if you had 6 months to live, what are you going to do? Where would you want to spend your time? Who would you want to spend it with? And how would you want to do that? And just write that question down and then take the time to answer that question. You're going to start to develop a little bit of what you're here for and what is important to you most of all. Or let's ask another question. If you had all the financial obligations taken care of, you had all the money in the world, what would you do with your life? Now let's take a look at some people that we know pretty well. Bill Gates is the richest man in the world, and he gets up and he goes to the job that he had created for himself, and he still does that. Now, he had a co-founder with him, Paul Allen, and he has made lots of money, I think the third wealthiest person in the world. And what he decided to do was not go back to Microsoft, not go back to do that same thing. He went on to go do something else. So what you need to think of is you may be in the position where you're actually excited about what you do. You're happy with what you do. You may just not be making enough money at what you do, or maybe you are making enough money, but you just want something else. You're missing something to make you complete. You're missing that something that makes you feel good about what you're doing. And so make sure you understand that the financial obligation is not going to answer all of your questions, but what will it be able to do to bring on the lifestyle that you choose that you want to have? So number three, let's just ask another question here. Think back when you were a child and when your dreams weren't taken away from you. If you go and ask a four-year-old child, a five-year-old or a six-year-old, you're going to say, what do you want to do when you grow up? They're going to say, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a baseball player. I want to be a hockey player. I want to be the president of the United States. And to me, it's so amazing that at that age, they're so young, they know what they want to be. But somewhere along the line, something happened and their dreams were taken from them. They all of a sudden, when they got a little bit older, something happened that they didn't believe in that anymore. So think back to when you were a child. Think back to before your dreams were taken away from you. What would be so important to you at that point? And you can bring it into your future right now. What is the most important thing to you at this time? Now, when you ask those questions to yourself, those are really deep questions, and those are things that you need to ponder, and it took me a while to answer some of these questions, so it's okay to develop your why over time, because it will come to you. But I think one of the most important things about this business, too, is that you have to include your family. If you have kids, if you have a spouse, if you live with somebody, and you know you're going to be taking that time away from them, you need to have them understand and have them involved with each other, with you in the business, and say, simply, I've shared it with my mother, my why, and how the sacrifices that we had to make with each other. But I think the most important thing is the children and the spouse, if they're at home and they're maybe not as active in the business with you due to family obligations, you need to sit them down. You need to sit them down and say, you know, this is why I'm doing this business. This is why so you can go to Disneyland. This is why so I can afford you so you can go to medical school. This is why we're doing this, honey, so we can go on vacation four times a year. So that's not going to be an issue with your family anymore. They understand that you have reasons why. It's not just for you, it's for the whole family. And I think if you include everybody in your vision, then that vision is going to become a lot clearer for you and your whole family. So you can go out there and do your business and you can feel good about your business and your family's 100% backing you up. And I know that that's really, really important. Another thing about your why, you really definitely want to share this with people. You want to share it with your sponsor. You want to share it with your family. You want to share it to the people that you're working the closest with in your business. Just because if you are on those downs and you're going down on one of those lows, that somebody can pick you back up. You know, I know plenty of times that Rob has said to me, well, Kim, you know, I thought you wanted to be a leader. You know, I thought you wanted to make money. I thought you wanted to become more. I thought you wanted to do more. And so I Rob knew my reasons why, and he knew what could drive me in this business. You know, and another thing is another way to look at your reasons why you're doing this business. A lot of people are in this business on a part-time or a full-time venture, and most of the time it's a part-time venture. Maybe it's to change your address, to change your car, to have the time freedom to spend with your family, to take the kids to college, to be able to provide that for them, to be able to prove something to yourself. How about being able to prove something to yourself? That was one of my big whys, is I wanted to prove to myself that I could be successful on my own. And this next one was very key for me, and I hear this a lot, that people want to change their family legacy. They want to be the first one to put that flag in the ground that says, I became successful. No matter what happened, no matter where my family came from, this is what I did. Now my family legacy can be changed forever. And how about just finally getting a career? How about maybe not just changing your career? How about just finally getting a career? As you can tell, as I'm talking about these things excite me because it really happened for me. So remember that the reasons why you do this business is what's going to get you up in the morning. So you need to sit down and you need to think about them and you need to really look inside yourself and ask yourself these questions. And so what I want to do is I want to tell you the reasons why I'm in this business. And this is the best way that I learned how to do my why, because when Kathy Aaron told her why, it made me understand a lot of the reasons why I really am living today, why I'm breathing today, why I want to make more money, why I want to be more responsible, why I want to, you know, be able to do those things. And so let me just go into my why at this time right now. I got a phone call from my mother probably about 2.5 years ago, and she told me that she had developed the illness of MS. Now, at the time that she told me, she was healthy at the time, but just about 2 months before that, the MS had kicked in, and she basically was bedridden for a week and a half, and she could not move her whole right side of her body, and she couldn't get out of bed. And that really shocked me. That really scared me because there was no way in the world that my mother could afford any kind of nursing. There was no way in the world she didn't have anybody with her. She doesn't have a spouse. It was Kim. There was no way that I could have provided for my mother. There's no way that I could have had her the health care or anything like that to take care of my mother. So when I looked at my reasons why I was doing this business, and what got me so much more solidified in the reasons why was because if anything ever happened to my family, not just my mother, but any illness came over my family that I could possibly help out, not just physically or emotionally, but to help out financially, that I could be the answer. I could be the one that could provide for my family for anything that could happen. So money was definitely the reasons, but there was more reasons underneath that why, because I want to be able to provide for my family. I'm not going to put the responsibility completely on my mom. I want her to know that I'm there for her because she's always been there for me. So that was one of my reasons why. My next reason why was a few years back, probably about 4 to 5 years ago now, I found my mother's boyfriend. He had committed suicide, and at that point in my life, my life had stopped, and I had to figure out really why I was living, never mind why I was doing my business. I had to figure out why I was living because I couldn't understand the experience of what I just experienced with this gentleman, of finding him and being the only one there and feeling so lonely and trying to revive him and all these kind of things. I just said to myself, this is crazy. And what happened was I took that energy that was quite a negative energy and I turned it into a positive energy. What I wanted to share was I want to be able to go and talk to people about suicide awareness. So in any kind of a business, there's certain obligations, there's certain time constraints. And so when I looked at the reasons why I was in this business was that I would be able to have the time freedom to be able to go and talk to children, talk to teenagers and just into schools about suicide awareness, because that to me was a healing for me. It was me giving back to society saying, I've been through something, I can help either prevent it or I can understand you and I can help you move through it. That's going to heal me. And so that's what drove me. So I get up in the morning and I don't think about, you know, obviously the suicide every morning, but what I think about is that the time freedom that I have at this moment, that I could start developing my own suicide awareness talk that I could take and be able to go and deliver to schools and deliver to universities to help children and to help people understand suicide awareness. So that drove me. That was another reason. And one of the third reasons was there was somebody in my life, and this is my brother, who really did not believe that it was possible in our family to become successful, to become wealthy more than anything else. We had not made a lot of money in our family ever. Not one person in our family had made a lot of money. So for him, he would always ask my mom, when is she going to get a real job? I mean, you know, when is she going to be able, you know, when is she going to make some money so she doesn't have to live at home anymore? What is she, you know, when is she going to get a real car? And all these types of things. And I would hear these things my brother would say on the answering machine that I happened to pick up at the time. And those things drove me in the morning. It drove me every single day that when I was so upset or I was bummed out or somebody said no to me or nobody showed up at the meeting, I would just say, Kim, prove it to your brother. Let's prove it that this is absolutely possible, that it's possible for our family, it's possible for yourself, and it's possible for anybody. And that's really what drove me. You know, there's the suicide awareness, there's my mom's sickness, and those things need income to be able to provide or the time freedom to be able to go and do the things like I said. But this one is what drove me and what got me out of bed in the morning. And I said, I'm going to do this. And so now, it's funny because I look back and my brother had actually signed up for the same opportunity that I signed up for. And I proved to him that it's possible for anybody to do this business. Okay, I've talked to you about really some of the reasons why you might be involved, whether it's, you know, changing your address, changing your card, time freedom, and stuff like that. I've asked you a few questions that were very deep that you need to sit down and ponder. And if you're thinking to yourself right now, I just have no idea. I don't know. Let that be okay. You know, you don't need to know your why today. You don't need to know it tomorrow. You just eventually need to know it because this business is a somewhat roller coaster business, and you need to know when you go through those ups and downs, what is it that's going to make you get up in the morning? What is it that's going to make you be successful because you want to be successful? So, you know, sit down with your family, have a discussion. What's time freedom mean to you? What does it look like in 3 years? Or what does it look like when you are successful? What's still going to drive you to get up in the morning when you are making the money that you're making? There's got to be more reasons why you're doing this business. So take the time to get to know your reasons why you're in this business. And once you know those reasons why, it's a lot easier.